Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 17. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wandering throughout Navadvip and a description of his devotees' glories, chapter 17. So, aside from a small group of intimate followers that knew the identity, spiritual identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the majority of people in Navadvip didn't know. And there are many atheists, Bhashandis, and non-believers living in Navadvip. They were attached to demigod worship and materialistic activities, elaborate weddings and enjoyment and worshipping goddess Chandi and Durga to get facility for sense gratification. And they were also very envious. Why is anyone envious? One is envious of another person if they have something more than we do, if they have more beauty or more knowledge or more wealth. So Mahaprabhu had more everything. He had more everything than anyone, because he's God, Radha and Krishna Yugal. So he had more beauty, as pointed out, he was so beautiful. He looked like Sakshat Deke Jena Sakshat Madan. Sarvaloka Deke Jena Sakshat Madan. So everyone who saw him, atheists or theists, followers or friends or the non-believers, they could appreciate that yes, he looks like Cupid incarnate. He looks like the walking, a veritable god of love. So beautiful, you could imagine. And then, so he had beauty, so people were envious of that. And then he was blissful, because he's always engaged in sankirtan. And if you're always engaged in sankirtan, you become blissful. If there's any problems, you forget them. If there's any happiness, it expands in your heart by the contact of the holy name. So he was blissful, so people are envious if someone's blissful or happy. And then, moreover, he was knowledgeable. He was a great, he was Nimai Pandit, Digvijay. He had already defeated the Kashmiri Pandit, I believe so. So for these reasons, the atheist, when they saw Lord Chaitanya, they spoke very harshly, and there's a group of verses here. So it's verses 8 through 13. We'll read the Bengali translation, sometimes the purports. So this is what the non-believers thought. Bashandi sakala bali nimai Bashandi sakala bali nimai pandit tomare rajara agya ashishwarita lokaya nishabagi karara kirtan dekite no paya lokas shape anakshan mityanahi lokavakya samprati phalila Surichkyane se kata tomare kahila prabhu bale astu astu he sabavachan morecha ache karun rajadarashan padilun sakala shastra alapavayase shishugyana kari more kehanagiyase. The atheist said, O Nimai Pandit, you will soon receive an order from the Muslim king. You secretly perform kirtan at night in Srivas Thakur's house, and the people of Nadia, they constantly curse you because you do not allow them to enter and watch your kirtan. It was by invitation only. The curses of the people will not prove false, but they will soon bear fruit. We are telling you this as your well-wishers. So hearing this from the Pashandis or atheists, they were saying they were his well-wishers. He said, astu, astu, so be it, let it be. Let your words come true, for I have a desire to meet the Muslim king. Since I studied all the scriptures at an early age, people consider me a child and do not challenge me. I do not find anyone to challenge me. I wish to meet anyone who is prepared to challenge me. There's a degree of pride there. So the purport by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. After being defeated by the Lord's vast knowledge, the learned scholars of Navadvip secretly conspired against him, conspiracy, and made various complaints to the royal administrator. The atheists tried to place obstacles in the propagation of Mahaprabhu's kirtan by informing him that after an investigation resulting from the complaints there by the citizens, there would soon be retribution. Those who opposed Mahaprabhu duplicitously told him, "You do not have the authority to chant the names of Hari before the public during the daytime. So unknown to others, you loudly perform kirtan within the dense darkness of night. As a result, you become an object of their displeasure and curse. As friends, we are advising you to be careful. Soon the administrative officer will come here to punish you." So the people are saying here, this is rephrasing the statement of the verse, they're saying that you're not allowed to chant in public. You can't do Harinam in Melbourne. It's against the city ordinance, disturbing the peace with your loud kartals and gongs and drums and amplifiers. So you hide in your temple and lock all the doors. And late at night, 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, when everybody's sleeping, you chant Hare Krishna like a bunch of wild banshees, make all kinds of noise. But we're actually, the citizens are, we know what you're doing. And we're also displeased by that. So many people are complaining to the Muslim authorities about you. Even though you're secretly doing this sankirtan, you're going to get punished. So be ready. So Mahaprabhu, he replied by saying, "It is a fact that materialistic persons are opposed to me. I also wish to defend myself before the king. I have studied all scriptures at a tender age, and because of my young age, no one challenges me. If the king challenges me, then I can make my scholastic prowess known to him." Pashandi balaye, balaye raja, chahibe kirtan, nakare panditya charcha raja se yavan. The atheist continued to say, "The king will listen to your kirtan. Because he is a Muslim, he does not care for scriptural debate." The opposing person sarcastically said to Mahaprabhu, "The king is an irreligious Muslim, so he does not care for religious scriptures. He will listen to your kirtan." Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, "Trina Gyana Pashandire Thakura Nakare Ailena Mahaprabhu Apana Mandire." Considering the atheist as no better than a blade of grass, the Lord returned to his home. So he considered that the Bhattacharyas and big, puffed up Brahmin scholars of Navadvip, who were experts in Naya and Vyakaran, logic and grammar, he considered them a blade of grass, as significant as a blade of grass, Trinagyan, Pashandi. The knowledge of these Pashandis is like a blade of grass. That's a fig, it's nothing. So he considered the atheists a blade of grass and the scholars a blade of grass, and I suppose the king also, because he's not afraid of him. Prabhupale Haila Aji Pashandi Sampasha Sankirtana Karasabe Duka Jao Nasha. Mahaprabhu said, "Today I have talked to some atheists. Therefore, let us have kirtan so my misery will be destroyed." So there's a lot of realized knowledge here from Mahaprabhu. And of course, if we speak Pashandi Sambhasha, like Brajbhasha, Sambhasha means the language of the Pashandis. If we hear atheistic people speak, it's not very good for bhakti. And of course, someone on the level of Lord Chaitanya is not affected. But we're warned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mayavadi Shuni Le Bhashya Sarva Bhakti Nash. Krishna's Kaviraj is warning us, Mayavadi Bhashya Shuni Le Sarva Bhakti Nash. If one hears Mayavad philosophy, Sarva Bhakti Nash, all of his devotion will be destroyed. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's case, he listened to some atheists, not exactly Mayavadis, maybe, at least we say atheists, Pashandis. And he felt some unhappiness. He was not happy. So then he thought, what to do? What's the remedy? What's the remedial measure? How does a devotee remove unhappiness? We have different dukkha. Unhappiness is caused, of course, by the material world itself, because there's so much sorrow and unhappiness. Our bodies and minds sometimes give us unhappiness. Other people give us displeasure, other living entities and nature. So how do we get free from that? How do we destroy that unhappiness? So Mahaprabhu, he gives the age-old formula, the age-old medicine. Let's have Sankirtan. Chant. Let's chant the holy names. You have some problem? What is the difficulty? You have this difficulty, that difficulty, this unhappiness, this dukkha. Sarva dukkha nash, kirtan. So this is an eternal fact. Devotees of the Lord, they destroy their unhappiness by Sankirtan. Sankirtan kare sabe dukkha jao nash. The materialists, non-devotees and karmis, they try so many ways to destroy their unhappiness by increasing their sense gratification, by more eating, more sleeping, more enjoyment, women, men, or intoxication. They try to remove suffering with intoxication, anxiety, unhappiness by getting intoxicated. But our method is something different. We feel any suffering or unhappiness and we take shelter of Krishna's holy names. Few all blissful holy names. Anandam Buddhivardhanam. That's an ambudi, an ocean of bliss. If we can enter that ocean of bliss of Sankirtan, then we'll become happy. Now the Sankirtan is described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Nrityakare Mahaprabhu Vaikuntha Ishvar Chaturdike Vedigai Sava Anuchar. As Mahaprabhu, the Lord of Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Ishvara, danced, all his servants surrounded him and sang from all four directions. Everyone was singing. Rahiya, Rahiya Bale, Are Bhai Saba, Ajikene, Nahi Mora, Prema Anubhava. A couple of times Mahaprabhu stopped and said, Are Bhai, O brothers, why am I not feeling any ecstasy today? Nahi Mora Prema Anubhav. There's no symptoms of prem rising. We're engaging in prem nam sankirtan. Why nothing's happening to me? What's wrong? What's the difficulty? So that's a very interesting analysis. If we're chanting in sankirtan and we're not feeling some loving sentiments or some joyful feelings, we have to analyze what's wrong. Is it the person who's chanting? Is he a bogey? Is he a sense enjoyer only chanting to stimulate himself or to get a following or attract some attention of the ladies? So if someone is in a kirtan that's being led by someone like this, then he may not feel any joy. Because we've been around, all of us have been around for some years, and there's different qualities of devotees, different levels of devotees. Kanishta Madhyamutam and Bhava Bhaktas and Prema Bhaktas and Nishta Bhaktas and Prakriti. There's Vaishnava Praya and Prakriti Bhaktas. So many different levels and types of devotees. So there's different types of kirtan and prasad and everything that they contact. Because whatever you contact, your consciousness mixes there. Your bhava and your consciousness mixes in all the elements that you contact and produces a certain result. When Hiranyakashipu took poison, cyanide, and mixed it in some orange juice and fed it to Prahlad Maharaj, that orange juice, if 100 men drank it, 100 men would die on the spot. Because they don't think to mix their consciousness or their bhava in that orange juice. They think, well, let me drink it. You offered me some orange juice, let me enjoy. I like orange juice, let me enjoy this orange juice. Sense gratification. But Bhakta Prahlad, being the Bhakta that he was, the Shanta Bhakta, he mixed his consciousness in that orange juice. He mixed his bhav, his shanta bhav, his shanta rati. His shanta rati and his Krishna consciousness were mixed in that orange juice and it became amrit. It became Vishnu amrit. It became nectar. He was drinking. He thought, oh, this is very good. This is Vishnu prasad. So when one's chanting the holy name, that is, of course, Shabda Brahman. But his consciousness in bhav is mixed there. What degree of Krishna consciousness, what level of bhav, what level of feelings and love for the Lord. And that's what comes out. So therefore, as a result, when devotees are taking part in that kirtan, of that leader, that lead singer, then it has different effects accordingly, according also to the advancement of the person in the kirtan party. I know myself, I've been taking part in many kirtans, and when I'm in kirtan parties with certain devotees, and I become really ecstatic, I feel so inspired. And I think, I don't know, what is the difference here? It's the same three words, Hare Krishna. And they're not playing mridanga, they're only singing. They're not even playing any instruments, maybe only holding the microphone. They're not showing some fancy talas and bowls on the mridanga or some fancy rhythms on the kartals, just holding the microphone. And not even dancing, just walking in a Rathiatra procession. But I feel, and me and everybody else is feeling something extraordinary. Because this is a special high class of Nam. And we're feeling some ecstasy, some joy, happiness, thrill, whatever you want to say. We don't know, ecstasy is a big thing. But at least we're feeling more joy and thrill than anybody else was leading kirtan for the 4 hours of Rathiatra. We're there for 4 hours, we're chanting, we're trying to get into it and chant as purely and participate, but something's not happening. How about we're going on the parade and someone else starts leading? Acha, oh, now something's happening. And it's automatic, it's spontaneous. It's not rehearsed, it's not, oh, he's leading, I'm supposed to be ecstatic. He's singing, I should jump now. It's not like that, it's not artificial. It's not an artificial imposition on the mind. As Prabhupada says in the Hare Krishna address, it arises naturally from the transcendental platform. So Mahaprabhu, the same thing's happening 500 years ago. So we can also think, as Lord Chaitanya is being analytical, he's saying, I'm in this Prem Sankirtan, I'm with Srivas Pandit, I'm with Gadadhar Pandit, I'm with Jagannanda Pandit, I'm with Nityananda Dvaita. There are really some, in Haridas Thakur, there's some good kirtaniers here, and definitely some advanced devotees here. But I'm not feeling the joy. So Lord Chaitanya is analyzing and asking a question, what's happening? So we can also think. That's why sometimes we even get selective. We say, who's leading the kirtan? So he's saying, listen, brothers, what's the situation here? Mahaprabhu goes on. Nagare haila kiba pashandi sambhasha eva karane nahi prema parakasha. Mahaprabhu said, am I not feeling... Am I not feeling ecstasy because I talked to some atheists in the city today? Because they can definitely bring you down to lower levels of ecstasy. So now Bhaktisanta Saraswati feels it's important for us to understand what this term is used everywhere. Pashandi, pashandi, pashandi. So what is the definition of a pashandi? And Padma Pranutara Khan, it explains, those who consider demigods like Brahma and Shiva as the Supreme Lord rather than Narayan are Pashandis. Those who decorate them their foreheads with ashes from the Shamsan, the crematorium, who carry bones of dead bodies and wear non-Vedic signs, who keep matted hair or wear tree bark, although they are not vanaprastas, and those who are attached to non-Vedic activities are certainly pashandis. Those who do not decorate their arms with a conch and disc or their foreheads with tilak, they are also pashandis. Brahmanas who do not follow the shrutis and smritis, but rather offer oblations to demigods like Indra, but do not offer oblations to Vishnu. And they disregard Vishnu, and they establish that karma is the only thing one needs to do to attain the goal of life. They're also Pashandis. So it looks like demigod worshippers and Shaivites, Shiva worshippers, and yogic Brahmins that are only interested in Swarga Mukti or sense gratification, they're all Pashandis. Those who do not realize the Supersoul, Vasudev, with their mind, body, and activities during wakefulness, dream, and deep sleep, they're also Pashandis. Any Brahmin who is not a Vaishnava is a Pashandi. One who takes a vow to satisfy Lord Shiva or who follows such principles will also become an atheist. So there's quite a, it's a big group. Right? So there's a lot of Pashandis in Navadvip, Shaivites, demigod worshippers, Yagic Brahmins doing Agnihotras, everyday Agnihotras, very popular nowadays also. Lord Chaitanya goes on to try to trace out the cause of his unhappiness during the kirtan. Tomas sabastane wa haila apaman aparada shamiya rakaha mora pran. Mahaprabhu said to his associates in Srivasangam, if I have insulted you in any way, then please forgive my offenses and save my life. So these are, Mahaprabhu is giving two causes here for one to feel no happiness or no prem anubhavs. Nahi mora prema anubhav. One will not feel any prema anubhavas or symptoms or subsequent ecstasies that arise from prema when he engages in sankirtan because of two causes. One is talking to atheists. Spending time talking with atheists, one may become infected by their atheistic viewpoints, the Pashandis. And the second cause of not feeling any prema anubhav in sankirtan or in any devotional practices is that one may have made offended some Vaishnava. So he's saying, aparara shamiya rakaha mora pran, please forgive me and protect my life. He's saying, rakaha mora pran, what is my life? My life is the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. My life is the satisfaction of the Vaishnavas. If the Vaishnavas are not satisfied, then amara pran nash. My very pran, my very life force, my very living, my very self is destroyed, will be destroyed by the displeasure and unhappiness of the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya is establishing that here. He's saying, if I have insulted you in any way, please forgive me. In any way, please forgive me. Because you Vaishnavas, you save, and say, he's saying, save my life, protect my life. Because if I've offended you, I'm finished. I'm a dead man. Dead man means my bhakti dies. If you offend the Vaishnavas, your bhakti dies. So life is bhakti. Bhakti is jivan. Life of the soul is devotion. Devoid of devotion, the soul is dead. It's called atmahata. Vishupanishad says the killers of the self. The killers of the self are those that are non-devotees, non-devotional. So Advaita, he replies to this statement of Mahaprabhu. Mahapatra Advaita Brukuti Karinache Kimate Kaiba Prema Nara Shushi Jache. Advaita Prabhu, the great recipient of the Lord's mercy, frowned and danced as he said, how will you feel ecstatic love when Nara has drained you? So this is, Nara is of course his own name, Nara, Narayan, Lord Vishnu. Muni nahi pana prema, na paya shivas, tili mali sane kara, prema ravilas, avaduta tomar prema, haila dhas, ami se bahira ara, pandita shivas, ami sava nahilana, prema adhikari, avaduta si haila prema bhandari, Jari more prema joga, nadehe gosai, shushiva sakala prema mora dosha nai. Advaita goes on. I do not get love of God, and neither does Srivas Thakur. Mahaprabhu, you enjoy your pastimes of ecstatic love with oil millers and gardeners. Avadut, Nitai, has become the servant of your love, while Srivas and I are left out. We are not qualified to attain your love. While this avadut has come and become the storekeeper of your love. He's a prema bandhari. Avadut asi haila prema bandhari. O Gosai, this means Mahaprabhu, if you do not award me your ecstatic love, I will dry it all up. Then do not blame me. So this is again, this is from the grandfather. This is Advaita Acharya speaking some sarcasm, some humor. He's in a tech. It sounds like he's criticizing. Actually, he's glorifying Mahaprabhu. He's saying, you associate with people of lower castes. Therefore, Srivas Thakur and I, who are brahmanas, we're not receiving your love. You're busy distributing your love to drunkards and miscreants. Abhidhut Nittai has become the only beneficiary of your love. Only you've given your love to him. If you do not bestow your love on me, then I'll take it all away. I'll drain it all out. Chaitan jera prema mata acharya gosai ki balaye ki karaye kichu smriti nahi. Advaita Gosai was maddened with Lord Chaitanya's love. Prema mata, Chaitanya prema mata. He did not remember what he said or what he did. So he was actually speaking a little madly in his madness of love. So it didn't really make much sense, everything he was saying, because he was a full recipient of Mahaprabhu's complete love. Sarva mate Krishna bhakta mahima badhai bhakta gane jate veche tataiva vikai. Krishna increases the glories of his devotees in all respects. They are able to sell him wherever they want. Je bhakti prabhave Krishne vechi bare pare se je vakya bali beke ki vichichatari. For one who can sell Krishna by the influence of his bhakti prabhav. What is unusual about speaking in this way? So, the way the Acharya is in bliss of bhakti and he has so much influence. Nana rupe bhakta bhadai jena gora chandra kibujite paretana anugraha dhanda. Gaurachandra increases the glories of his devotees in various ways. Who can understand his mercy and punishment? Takura vishadena paya prema suka hate tali dianache avad advaita kotuka. As Mahaprabhu lamented due to not receiving the happiness of ecstatic love, Advaita joyfully danced while clapping his hands. This is some intimate exchanges. On their level, it's a little inconceivable what they're doing. But they're enjoying, nonetheless. Advaitera vakya shuni prabhu vishvambhar arakichuna karila tara pratyutar. After listening to Advaita's words, Lord Vishvambhar did not make any reply. Se mata radadila guchaya dhar Pachedaya Nityananda Haridasa Tandra. Mahaprabhu suddenly opened the door and ran out of Shiva Sangam. And Nityananda and Haridas ran after him. So this is all the ecstatic, prema-filled leelas of the Lord. It's a chintya leela, very inconceivable. Prema shunya sharira tuya kiva kaj chintiya padila prabhu Janavira Maj, thinking that there was no use in keeping a body devoid of love of God, the Lord jumped in the Ganga. Of course, he's teaching us to become, we should become desperate. There's a certain desperation here exuding from these verses. Obviously, the Prem Avatar, Prem Sarup, Radha Govinda Prem Sarup, Vishvambhar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav is every pore of his body is emanating the deepest, most profound Madanakya Mahabhav, prema of Radharani for Krishna. But he's teaching something that we're engaged in sankirtan, we're not feeling any joy, no prema anubhavas. Maybe it's because of aparads, we've made Vaishnava aparads. Maybe it's because of bad association. You think of these two points that are being discussed in the last few minutes. Bad association, pashandis, atheists in the marketplace, atheists in our home, our family atheists, our mother and father atheists, our uncle pashandi, our pashandi uncles and aunts, pashandi brothers and sisters. So any type of bad association from any direction, in the temple, out of the temple, in the marketplace, on sankirtan, at home, so-called relatives, relative program. So bad association or Vaishnava aparad can be two causes of worthlessness, making the body worthless. There's no life in the body. Araka pran, nare raka pran. Please save my life. So if we have no life, then we're dead. Very interesting, Lord Chaitanya is saying, Bina prema anubhav. If there's no anubhav, if there's no prema anubhav coming when I'm serving Krishna, shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam, when I'm engaged in hearing and chanting, remembering Krishna's name and pastimes and form, if I'm not experiencing any anubhavas, then what's the cause? Is it aparad? Is it offenses? Is it namaparad, vaishnavaparad, sevaparad, dhammaparad, jivaparad? Or is it bad association? Do I willfully take the bad association of my material desires? Do I willfully take the bad association of gossipers and fault finders among the devotees? Do I happily take the association of materialistic, atheistic people, friends and so-called old friends and relatives? Because these are causes. And then what does that mean? That means my bhakti is dead. There's no bhakti, there's no bhava, there's no anubhavas arising. So what's the point of living? There's no point in living. And if the Vaishnavas don't forgive me, aparat shamiya, shama, they don't forgive me for my offenses, then my life is finished. So since nothing, no prema is coming, no love is happening, this body is useless. What's the point? So let me jump into Ganges, commit suicide. The Lord is showing this. Thinking there is no use and keeping a body devoid of prema, the Lord decided to commit suicide. So if that was the standard of modern life, it would be a very small world population today. They say there's 6 billion people in the world, 1.5 billion in China, 1 billion in India, and the rest around here and there. So there will only be a handful left. Only be a half a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, 20, 30 devotees left that actually have prema on this planet. Everybody else will be in the Ganges, floating dead, or sinking dead, whatever. So when we read this, Mahaprabhu's intensity and his absorption, then we think, well, wait a minute, what am I doing here? I'm breathing just like the blacksmith's bellows, the leather bags with a little pointed instrument coming out, and you just step on the handles and the bags squeeze together and push out some hot air to keep the coals burning when you're using an anvil or making some horseshoes or something. The blacksmith, the ironsmith. So this body is a big airbag, 60 kilo airbag. Inhalation and exhalation, but no production, only air, hot air coming out. Not even hot air, sometimes bad air, stinky air. And not even making any fire, just polluting the air with our carbon dioxide. Taking in oxygen and giving out carbon dioxide. We're not even burning coals and making horseshoes. At least the blacksmith's bellows produces some useful product like horseshoes. Our breathing doesn't produce anything but carbon dioxide. So there's no use. Prema shunya sharir tuyat kiva kaj. Chintya padila prabhu janavi maj. I want to merge in the janavi means drown myself. Maja means merge. So he's Mahaprabhu's running at the speed of wind to jump in the Janavi, Janava, the Ganga, and Haridas and Nityananda are running behind him. Janpadiya Takura Padila Ganga Maje Nityananda Haridasa Janpadila Pache. Mahaprabhu jumped in the Ganga and Nityananda and Haridas jumped in behind him. Atevyate Nityananda Darilena Keshe Charana Chapiyadare Prabhu Haridase. Beautiful scene if we're seeing this, because I often tell about absorbing ourselves in scriptures and just try to visualize the scene. They're in Shiva Sangam, which is across the street, across the field, the Ganga is flowing there at Mahaprabhu Ghat and Jagai Madai Ghat. Only 100 meters, 200 meters dash, 300 meters dash to the Ganga in those days, maybe less. Well, very fast, very quickly, Nara Gauranga ran His hair flying, his long hair, his shoulder length, long black hair flying, his yellow chadar and dhoti. He's running. Oh, so much distressed look on his face, diving in a Ganga. And this old Haridas, this old person, somewhat old, quite a bit older, Nityananda, 10, 12 years older or so, 20 years older maybe, running behind him with a blue dhoti, and Haridas wearing white, like lungi and skinny old guy. And they're running. Short, skinny, I guess, I don't know, hard to say. I don't know how skinny he was. Probably had nice features. But they're running and they jump in. And what happened? Nityananda caught Mahaprabhu by his hair. Kesh Dhari, like Haladar, Murlidar, Kesh Dhari, grabbed him by the hair. And Haridas grabbed the Lord's lotus feet. Grabbed him by the hair. That means there's some hair, some long hair. They're not just a Sikha. Dui jane dariya tui lanai tire Prabhupali tomarava darile kiseri. Nitya and Haridas carried Mahaprabhu out of the water, whereupon the Lord said, "Why did you restrain me? Why did you hold me? Ki kariye rakiba prima rahita jivan kisere va tomara darile dui jan. For what purpose should I maintain this life which is devoid of love of God? Why did you two hold me back when I wanted to drown in the Janava, in Janavi? Na prema gando sti tarapi me haro trandhami so bhagya baram prakashitam vam shivilasyanana lokanam vina vibharme yat prana patanga kan brita." This is Madhya Lila Mahaprabhu speaking. "My dear friends, na prema ganda, I do not have the slightest scent of love of God. Prema ganda, na prema ganda, dharapi me haro. I do not have the slightest tinge of love of God within my heart, not even the slightest fragrance. When you see me crying in separation, I am just falsely making a show. I'm exhibiting my great fortune. Krandhami sobhagya bharam prakashitam. Krandhami, I'm crying, kranda, but it's sobhagya. I'm just trying to show my sobhagya, my good fortune. How laden with good fortune I am. Sobhagya bharam prakashitam. But it is all a show. It is all false. Indeed, not seeing the beautiful face of Krishna playing his flute, vam shivilas anana lokanam vina." So lokana means seeing. Without seeing, anana means face. Vam shivilas, without seeing that face of Shamsundar who's engaged in pastimes of love, vam shivilas, in his love filled pastimes of playing his vamshi, I continue to live. I'm not seeing his face. I'm only making a show, crying. I don't have a scent, even the slightest fragrance or scent of love of God. I'm only making a show. I'm not even seeing the beautiful face of Krishna playing his flute. Vam shivilas yanana loknam bina. Yet, I continue to live. Therefore, my life has no purpose. My life is just like an insect. Bibharmi yat prana patanga 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 kan brita. Patanga means butterfly. Patanga. So they call kites are called patanga also. Means butterfly. So this was a reply of Mahaprabhu after he was rescued from drowning in the Ganga by Nityananda Avadhut and Haridas. Haridas grabbed the Lord's lotus feet, and Nityananda grabbed him by the hair, held him by his, wrapped up his hair, his top knot, and they dragged him out. Dui jane mahakampa aji kiba phale Nityananda dega chahi Gora chandra bhale. Haridas Nitai trembled as they thought, "What will happen today?" Looking at Nityananda, Gora chandra spoke, "Tumi kini darila amara kesha bhare Nityananda bale kene jaha mari bhare Mahaprabhu said, "Why did you grab my hair?" Nityananda replied, "Why did you try to kill yourself?" Prabhu Bali Jani Tumi Parama Vival Nityananda Bali Prabhu Shamahak Sakal. Mahaprabhu said, "I know you are most restless." Nityananda said, "O Lord, Prabhu, please forgive me." Jare Shasti Karibari Parasara Mate Taralagi Chalad Nija Sharire Chadite. Nityananda continued, "Do you want to give up your body because of someone that you can easily punish? Abhimane Sevakera Balilavachan Prabhu Tahi Lahibeki Vrichera Jivan. If servants speak something out of pride, does their master take their lives?" He's referring to Advaitas. Prema Maya Nityananda Wahi Prema Jal Jara Prana Dhana Bandhu Chaitanya Sakal. Filled with devotion Nityananda shed tears of love for Lord Chaitanya, who was everything for him, his life, his wealth, and his friend. Jara Pran, Jara Dan, Jara Bandhu. So his very life force is Lord Chaitanya, his very wealth of his life, and meaning of his life is Lord Chaitanya, and his only friend and most dear friend is Lord Chaitanya. Prabhu Baleshuna Nityananda Haridas Karostane Karapache Amara Prakash. Mahaprabhu said, "Listen, Nityananda and Haridas, do not tell anyone that you have seen me." I think he wants everyone to think that he drowned. Amanade Kilan Bali Bali Bavachan Amara Agaya E Kahiba Katan. Mahaprabhu goes on, "Tell everyone that you did not see me. You follow this order of mine. Muniyaji Sangope Takibe Eitani Kare Pache Kahajari Mora Doshanai. Today I will hide here. If you tell anyone, then do not blame me for the consequences." E Bali Prabhu Nan Tanera Ghare Jai E Dui Sangop Kaila Prabhu Agyai. After speaking in this way, the Lord went to the house of Nandanacharya. Following the Lord's order, Haridas Nittai kept a secret. Bhakta Sabha Na Paya Prabhura Udesh Dukkamaya Haila Sabe Sri Krishna Avesh. Absorbed in love for Krishna, Sabe Sri Krishna Vesh, all became full of distress when they were unable to receive any news about the Lord. So they were absorbed in love of God. That's their sthayi bhav, their permanent devotional position. But when they didn't get any news, Prabhu Udesh, they became dukkamaya, full of dukkha, unhappiness. What a beautiful scenery it is. You know, if you're watching a movie, or this three are there, and the Lord runs out, Nittai and Haridas come back, and they say, "Well, what happened? Where's the Lord?" "I don't know. Didn't see him. Disappeared somewhere." "Oh, really? Yeah, really. This is terrible." Parama virahe sabe karena krandan keha kichu nabalaye pore sarvaman. All the devotees began to cry due to feelings of intense separation. Parama virahe sabha karina krandan. No one said anything as their hearts burned. Pore sarvaman. Their hearts and minds were burning. They couldn't speak, they couldn't say anything. All crying. Sabara upara jena haila brajapat. Maha aparada haila shanti pura nat. Everyone felt like they had been struck by a lightning bolt, Vajrapat, and Advaita, the Lord of Shantipur, Shantipur Nath, thought himself a great offender, because this was the whole exchange between Advaita and Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was complaining on not feeling any love. And then Advaita says, no, we all have the love. You have the love also. What are you saying? And then not understanding, or Advaita is feeling now, I've caused the Lord to disappear from everyone. So now he's feeling himself a great offender, Mahaparad. Aparada haiya prabhu prabhura virahe upavasa karigya takilena grihe. Feeling that he had committed an offense, Advaita Prabhu went home and fasted due to intense separation from the Lord. It's amazing how Vrindavan Das Thakur, in so many different instances, he talks about offenses. Of course, on this level, this is all lila. There's no question of offenses. How can one who loves you completely and you love them completely, there's no question of any actual aparad or offenses possible in the true sense. But he talks about it where there's actual offenders. Devotees, sometimes these Pashandis, they offend devotees. Gopal Chapala and Haridas was offended, and some people get leprosy and their noses fall off. And Devananda Pandit made an offense to Srivas and threw him out of the assembly in the Bhagavatam Saptaha. So there are actually genuine Vaishnava aparads committed, and there's so much warning and care being taken to describe them and to alert us to the severity of making Vaishnava aparad. But then there's even offenses being discussed among the Lord and his eternal associates. This is, of course, much more difficult to understand. But their responses are something we can learn from, that if one makes an offense, he feels bad. And if he doesn't feel bad, that means he's not a devotee. Because this is all about devotees. When devotees make offense, they feel bad. The genuine devotees. So Advaita, of course, is Bhakta Panchatattvakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Amami Bhakti Shaktikam. It says Bhaktavatar and Advaita, they're all bhaktas, they're all the greatest devotees of the Lord. So they feel that, I must have made some aparad to the Lord. And then how do they respond to that? I offended this guy, so what? And life goes on. Where's the Mahaprasad? No, they don't eat. They can't eat. They don't think, you really offended that devotee the other day. That's what you say. He's just sensitive. He's hypersensitive. I didn't offend him. Let's take prasad. Don't worry about that. So we may have these kind of responses in our modern day times due to our own lack of devotion and perception, devotional perception. But he felt that he committed an offense. And how did he respond to that feeling? Did he overlook it and shrug it off and pass it off? No, he went home and fasted. He started fasting due to intense separation from the Lord. Sabe chalila gari shoka kuli haya goranga charana dana ridaye bhandiya. Filled with lamentation, shok. Everyone returned to their homes with the treasure of Gauranga's lotus feet bound in their hearts. That's certainly a desirable treasure for all of us to have bound in our hearts. Gauranga charana dhan, that's a treasure of Gauranga's lotus feet. Gauranga charana dhan, and where do we want that treasure? Ridaye bandi, bandiya, band, sambandha, tied up, locked up, secured in our hearts, ridaye bhandiya. That treasure we pray for, we hope for. Gauranga charana dhan. Thakura aila nandan achayera ghare vasila asiya vishnu kattara upari. Mahaprabhu arrived at Nandanacharya's house, which incidentally is about 1 kilometer down the street from Shiva's Pandit's house. So he's not that far away from everyone. He's gone not even maybe 1 kilometer on the same street. You can visit that house, Nandanacharya's house. It's after you go past ISKCON and keep going a little further. Next major temple on your left is Nandanacharya's Bhavan, or the temple commemorating that. That's where Nityananda was hiding, remember? Nityananda came, he was on pilgrimage of India and was in Vrindavan, Nityanandavat, Sringarvat. And when he understood that Lord Chaitanya was now initiated by Ishwara Puri at the age of about 19 or 20 years old, Lord Chaitanya returned to Navadvipa and he was a new man, changed person. and he had closed his Sanskrit school and become interested in Sankirtan, and then Nityananda returned to join him. The time was right. Lord Mahaprabhu was about 19 and Nityananda was about 30 or so, 35. So Nityananda came and hid himself in Nandanacharya's house, and he wanted to see if the Lord could find him. It was that famous pastime where Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, some great personality has come to Mayapur. Everyone go search for him." So everyone went house to house. This is an earlier pastime. They're searching for this great personality. And then he came back and said, "Mahaprabhu, we went to every house, we searched everywhere, we can't find this great personality you're speaking of." He said, "All right, come with me." And Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started a big kirtan party, and they went down the street about 1 kilometer, marched into the courtyard, into the vestibule of Nandanacharya's house, and Lord Chaitanya started chanting, "Nitai, Nitai, Nitai." Then Nityananda came out from hiding and said, "Goranga, Goranga." And then they embraced. It was a beautiful meeting, and everyone said, "Who is this Nitai?" Avadhut. So that's where they met. So now Lord Chaitanya is going to the same house and hiding himself also in Nandanacharya's house. So what did he do when he got there? He went there and he sat on the singhasan of Lord Vishnu. Nandana dekhiya grihe parama mangal dandavatahaya padila bhumital. Seeing that the most auspicious personality has arrived in his house, Nandanacharya offered obeisances by offering dandavats on the ground. Satvare dilena ani nutanaya vasanam tita vastra edilena Sri Shachinandan. Nandanacharya quickly brought new clothes for Sri Shachinandan, who then changed his wet clothes. Remember this, because it's all, we're reading it verse by verse, but it's all happening quite fast. Lord Chaitanya ran out of Srivas Thakur's house, ran across the street, jumped in the Ganga. Haridas and Nityananda grabbed him by the hair and feet, pulled him out, had some dialogue with him, and then he ran away and told him, "Keep it a secret, don't say where I've gone. Don't tell anyone." So now the Lord's run away. So then the camera switches to the devotees. Well, how do they respond to this? They're all crying. They can't speak anything. And they're very unhappy and they're full of lamentation, shoka and dukkha and unhappiness. So they all go to the back of their homes. They leave Srivastava. There's no reason to live anymore. They go back to their homes and collapse on the ground and start crying in great separation from Mahaprabhu. Then Avaitacharya, now the camera switched to Avaitacharya's face, and he's so hanging his head down. He's feeling very unhappy. "Oh, it's all my fault. All the devotees are lamenting and are in separation. It's all my fault. I made such a mahaparad." And he's crying. Now this camera switched to Nandanacharya's house, and the Lord's coming in the front gate and running into the temple because Nandanacharya has a temple of Lakshmi Narayan. And Lord Chaitanya runs into the temple and sits on the singhasan. So Nandanacharya hears all the commotion. "Oh, my Lord has come." Immediately offers dandavats. Then to greet the Lord, his clothes are all wet. And he immediately goes for service. Brings some new clothes because the Lord's clothes are all wet because he jumped in the Ganga with his clothes on. And beautiful scenery. I mean, unbelievable scenes if you were to watch all this in a movie. So tomorrow we'll hear more of the story of how Gauranga Mahaprabhu was received by Nandanacharya. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.